Welcome to the Pre-Post Film Review. I'm John Asquith.
And I'm Matt Stevenson. So this episode of the Pre-Post, we're doing something a little bit different. Usually we talk about a trailer for the first part of the podcast, which is what we're going to do, but we're also going to talk about the original film. So this week, or this episode, we're talking about Ghost in the Shell. So John and I have just watched the original anime film. So first off, you're going to hear us both talk about the anime with some references to the trailer, and we'll chat about our thoughts on that film in general and kind of what we think the new film might be like based on those thoughts and the new trailer that we've just watched. Then we're going to jump forward in time and you'll hear us actually do a full review over of the new remake of Ghost in the Shell, and we'll kind of chat about how we think it matches up to the original anime and whether our expectations based on the trailer were correct. So here are our thoughts on the original and the trailer for Ghost in the Shell. Mm.
I have been watching you. You have to remember.
I saw someone down there. He wasn't human.
He's a known terrorist. And he's killed again.
They didn't just kill them. They hacked into their minds.
He's everywhere. And nowhere.
I will find him. And I will kill him.
All right, John, so we have both just watched the original Ghost in the Shell, the 1995 anime film.
That's right.
I'd seen it once before, I think, but it was years ago, so it was the memory was very much faded and I couldn't remember much of it. So I'm curious to hear, was this your first time watching Ghost in the Shell, and what did you think of the anime?
Yeah, this was my first time watching it. I've been aware of it, obviously, for quite a while. It's sort of a very well-known anime film, well-regarded, and sort of one of those big anime entries that lots of people have recommended over the years. I just never got around to it. Yeah, so I hadn't seen it before. I had managed to sort of steer clear of even what really it was about. You know, I knew it had like a robot lady in it, but that was kind of it. So it was really cool to watch it finally the other night, and I really liked it. I thought it was great. It does such a good job of conveying this sort of future, you know, dystopian-ish kind of tech world where people can get sort of like cyborg implants and brain upgrades and all this kind of stuff, and therefore get hacked. Their bodies and their minds can get hacked. They can have false memories implanted in them and all that sort of thing. It was very, very cool. You know, there's shades of sort of things like The Matrix or something like that, where you're questioning what's real and what's not. When you can't sort of rely on your own senses and your own memory, like what is real? I thought that stuff was all really cool. There's, you know, some great anime action in it. The animation's really good. The design is just like gorgeous, particularly the backgrounds and the setting. You know, sometimes it looks almost real in a way. It's sort of so detailed and everything. So yeah, I really liked it. I think, you know, it suffered a little bit from, I guess this is a bit of an anime thing in general, of just like lots of talking about the theme.
It's not
of
subtle,
the movie,
is it?
You know, no. You know, there's that one scene where they're on a boat, just like chilling out and drinking beer or whatever, and she just like starts talking about consciousness and memory and all this sort of, it's just like literally saying, you know, sort of what the movie's about.
Yeah.
And it's not the worst thing ever, but, you know, somehow you sort of give more of a pass to that in an anime setting, I think, because it's almost something that happens so regularly. It's sort of part of the formula in a way. And it's still all interesting stuff as well. It's not just saying it for the sake of it, which some anime does do, and it's boring and tedious. But it could back it up in this movie. So, yeah, I really liked it. And I'm so glad that I saw it before we, you know, sort of go out and see the new live-action film to have that context. So, yeah, what are your thoughts on the anime, Matt, before we sort of talk about the new movie?
I'm really glad I rewatched it as well, because like I said, I couldn't remember much of it having watched it sort of around the time of The Matrix. I think that's what inspired me to watch it, because when the original Matrix came out, I remember a lot of people talking about this having either been a huge influence, which I think might have been the case, or people just drawing makes parallels sense between the two films and saying, you know, if you like The Matrix, you should check this little anime out. So I kind of had vague memories of thematically what it was kind of about, but the most striking thing for me was just the look of it. Like, it looks so good. There's some sort of just atmospheric shots. There's a whole sequence sort of like bang in the middle where I think the main character Major or whatever might be walking around the city, but there's kind of just like a montage of city life or shots of buildings and tech and. I think it ends on the shot of these mannequins in a store front, like in the window. I don't know, just little moments like that. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised, because the Japanese animation is typically quite good at that sort of stuff. We always comment on Ghibli and studios like that doing things like that really well. But I kind of guess I didn't expect it in a bombastic action film like this. So yeah, I really, really like that. Though, I did watch it. The only version I could find was an English dub. I'm curious as to...
Same for me. I was hoping I could change it.
It's a bit rough. And I think some of the clunkiness of that dialogue would have been improved if it was the original language with subs. Because the voice actors aren't very good in the version that I watched, which sucked. And it is the only other complaint or criticism I would level against it, I suppose, would be that it's a little bit booby, like it's the anime lingering shots on
that stuff's not
and
great butts
and things, and it's a bit juvenile in that sense, which is a shame, because it is dealing with sophisticated, interesting themes and, like I said, beautifully shot, melancholy, slow moments, and then all of a sudden it's just close up on boobs.
Which is really definitely. It undoes some of the work, some of the more serious work of the movie to like linger on this.
But yeah, just all the thematic stuff was way more than enough to carry me through. And it was more interesting than I remembered it being. And maybe because I watched it when I was quite young, I kind of like didn't really tune into the thematic stuff that was going on. But I particularly like the scene with the rubbish truck, like the garbage truck driver, when he is sort of being interrogated. And it was very like Blade Runner esque, where they like put him in the desk and he's kind of like all pale, and they're trying to explain to him that his memory's been erased, and that the look on his face was like almost frightening. It was really, really effective. Yeah. That shot, I loved that moment.
Yeah.
So there's lots of little moments like that. Though, the only other thing I would say is that I didn't feel the actual narrative drive perhaps wasn't there. And I don't know, it almost feels like two acts of a film or something, and then it's kind of like, oh, we're at the end. And like I don't know, the whole Puppet Master plot, I kind of understood why they were investigating him, and then it was kind of over. And he transferred himself merged with her consciousness or whatever. And then that was the end of the film. I mean, it's quite a short film. I think it's only like 70 minutes or something. Yeah. So it's brief. But I was surprised with the structure of it. And perhaps, I mean, looking forward to the the remake, perhaps that's something that they could improve on or expand a little bit, which I think could be cool.
Mm.
But I guess on that note, I'm curious how you think the remake will be now that we've seen the original and we've watched the trailer as well, I should mention. So, curious to hear what you think that's going to be like.
Yeah. I hadn't seen the trailer for the live-action film until after I'd watched the anime because I wanted to sort of not know anything. I think this looks interesting. It looks quite different as well. Mm. It does look like they're padding it out or expanding on the world. There's lots of stuff in there that I don't recognize. And there seems to be much more emphasis, at least in this trailer, on like, I can't remember the character's name, but the Scarlett Johansson.
Major, or whatever her name.
On her backstory and where she came from. And she used to have a family, they say, and all this sort of thing. So they're playing up, I guess, more of that side to it, of her past and her memory. And there's also shots that are, you know, very anime, very Matrix-y, you know, bullet time, slow motion, flying through glass and jumping on walls and things like that. So I'm sure that will all be handled very well. The sort of world and the design looks very cool. It looks very much like the anime. So I think it's going to be good. But I don't feel like it's going to be amazing. I can't quite put my finger on why. I think perhaps it might be too much of everything. You know, I say I like the design, but it might be almost too much sci-fi stuff going on, like too many flickering Blade Runner-esque billboards or bright colors or neon or I don't know, it's hard to say. And then too much sort of melodramatic stuff on top of that, and then maybe too much action. I just feel like there's a chance it's going to be sort of on 10 the whole time, and not have any sort of quieter moments or just I don't know. I guess sort of Hollywood-ish is how I would describe how it's looking. And you know, it is a Hollywood film, and it's a Western sort of adaptation of this story. And then there's this whole sort of idea that you read about that it's just a bit weird that everyone's not Japanese in it, but it's clearly set in sort of like some version of Japan in the future. Maybe they'll handle that in an interesting way. I don't know. I think probably not. But I don't know. I'm very curious. And I think it's going to have some good elements to it, but I think it might miss the mark. That's my...
Interesting.
My thoughts after seeing the trailer. I wasn't as excited as I thought I would be. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm probably a little bit more excited or a little bit more optimistic. I feel like this is kind of ripe for a good remake, if they can pull it off. Just given that it's quite an older property, like like I said, the way the story structure of the original lends itself to being expanded upon. I think that's visually it looks really good, but you're right, like the trailer seems very action heavy. Doesn't seem very concerned with the philosophical stuff like the original is very much obsessed with. And I think you're totally right about them trying to flesh out the major character more, which is potentially a good thing, but I think it's probably in service of like twists in the plot in terms of, you know, memory erasing and, you know, what really happened in her past and whether she actually has a memory or whether she's a cyborg or whatever all that business is going to be. So whether it wants to deal with it any more significantly than that, or if it's just going to be sort of a plot development, don't know. I think like some of the visuals look really, really good. Like those weird kind of like geisha robots that the face
they look awesome.
Cracks open when they're hacking into someone's neck ports, and then they kind of like turn into weird like crab spiders and just like run away. I thought that was really cool. Though I am...
Yeah, that does look great.
A little bit concerned about just the look of Scarlett Johansson in when she'd got a cloak. Looks like she's got a bodysuit on, but it looks like the bodysuit is CGI. Like, I don't know. It didn't look completely natural.
I'm not sure.
To me, which is strange. I mean, maybe it is, and maybe I'm just misreading the film. But I'm a little bit concerned that they're going to over CGI-ify things, which could be distracting.
Yeah, I think for sure that's going to happen. Yeah.
But yeah, so I guess I'm optimistic. I think this could be cool. Mm. And at least it's got something more on its mind than action, even if it's not as sophisticated as the anime, or as philosophical as the anime, with its endless dialogue of spouting philosophical mumbo jumbo.
Yeah. I think that's a good point, that it is trying like the anime is, and it seems to be coming from a place of, you know, they respect the anime and that they want to do it justice. I mean, based just on the trailer, obviously. But it doesn't feel like a cynical cash grab or anything like that.
No.
I think some people think it is, again, going back to that sort of race idea. And that's sort of a tricky thing when you're adapting. But I don't know. It doesn't seem to me to be coming from a bad place.
No, I don't think it's cynical either. I think it is unfortunate. Like, it would have been nice if they... It's so rare to get, you know, big roles for Asian actors, and it would have been a nice opportunity to give that to someone. But, you know, presumably there was studio pressure to get a big Hollywood superstar.
Exactly.
In order to get the film made in the first place, which is just the unfortunate reality of these kind of films, I guess.
That's right. Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah. I guess we'll see.
We will.
It's going to be interesting. We've got, sort of different viewpoints, I think, going into this one. As different as you and me can be, anyway.
Yeah, exactly. A few degrees off. It's as different as
we can. Yeah, exactly.
There was an attack.
You were dying. We saved you.
And now you save others.
Everything they told you was a lie.
You had a family.
Remember that.
What are you?
What a beauty you are.
What do you want from me?
They did not save your life. They stole it.
How many were there before me?
She was supposed to have a... Okay, we've seen Ghost in the Shell, Matt.
We have.
Just seen the movie, the live-action movie, or have we? Maybe it's a...
It's all an implanted memory. Hack. We've been hacked.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe this podcast doesn't really exist. Who knows? Just from the downloads, I don't think it does. But anyway. If no one downloads a podcast, does it exist?
Exactly. That's the eternal question, isn't it?
But yeah, we've seen it. We were, both... You know, sort of looking forward to it. I think our trailer impressions were generally positive, with some reservations.
Yes. I think we split a little bit. Like, I think this was one of the opportunities for us to disagree a little bit. I feel like I was slightly more positive than you, but
that's
generally
right.
On the same page, I guess.
So I'm curious, did the movie sort of live up to what you were expecting, and how do you feel it compares to the anime, which we sort of recently watched in preparation for this?
That's a good question. I'm really hoping that this could be one that we split on, John, because I think overall I like this. I don't think it's great, but I liked it. And I think it's like two-thirds a great film and one third a shit film. Like, it that has very significant problems, and I think a lot of those were highlighted by watching the anime beforehand, and I think a lot of those were kind of like lessened as well by watching the anime beforehand. Like, I feel like I was softer on certain things, having had the context of the anime so fresh in my mind. But in general, I really think that this film has been given a bit of a, like, rough trot with critics. Like, I don't understand the hate that's been thrown at this film. I guess to start off, on a base level, I think visually this film looks fucking great. Like, there is some, like, CG-ness to it in certain shots, but I don't know. Like, I was impressed by just the sort of texture of the world. And yes, it's kind of tapping into it, like the Blade Runner aesthetic that we've seen quite a few times. But there was kind of like there was a brightness to it. There was like a bleached, like, Asian city. Like, it almost reminded me of, like, Singapore or somewhere where it's like a little of sunshine. It's not just like cloudy and rainy all the time. There's lots of aerial shots of these whitewashed buildings, like, in the sun. And some of those, like, aerial shots were, like, I couldn't tell where the CGI started and the real world ended. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was really, really impressive. I think it had the right idea in a few areas. I think it was correct in trying to push the villain as more of a sinister serial killer creep. Like, I think that was the right move to make. I don't think it paid off, but I think the first half, that was correct. Like, that was, they took the right tact on that. I think they were clever or smart in trying to, like, expand on Major's backstory and give her a little bit more character. I think that's bang on the money. But I still, having said all that and liked all that, like, the visuals, like, the action, like, the performances, I guess, I still feel like it felt rushed. I feel like it could have done with another, like, 30 minutes of fleshing stuff out. Like, you're punching through so much story and plot and heavy thematic stuff. You could have done with, like, fleshing out the characters a bit more and really making that a mystery about the Puppet Master, which I don't think he's actually called the Puppet Master in the live action remake, but in the anime he is. And I think it kind of shits the bed at the end, and the ending really didn't work for me very well at all. And I was disappointed. I think the ending of the anime is much, much better. Maybe that's unfair to be comparing them like that, but I just think, I don't know, I was very unsatisfied by the ending. But I don't know, overall I liked it, and I was a little bit surprised that it was getting such negative reviews. But again, I guess it raises the question for me that I wonder whether I had not seen the anime and I had nothing to go on, whether this would just be too confusing and too weird and maybe I would have hated it. Maybe the anime gave me, like, a sort of grounding to let some of the weirdness fly. But I mean, like, compare this to something like Kong, which is, like, dumb, stupid shit. Like, at least this, like, tries for something and it's interesting and visually it's creative and coherent and fascinating, and there's just, like, little details to the world that I was constantly impressed with. Like, a weird little detail was, like, when she goes into this weird, like, techno club and gets kind of held hostage by, well, two things. One, the guy had this, like, weird sweaty gel on his face that was just, like, gross, but so I loved it. It was so really weird. Gross. But, like, she gets cuffed to the pole. And after she's, like, kind of dispatched of the dude, she just, like, grabs the guy's hand and, like, puts his fingerprint on it and unlocks the cuff. And you kind of realize that, you know, there's all this tech that's never explained to you, but it's just part of the world that feels real. And the anime never sort of fleshed out that kind of world. And I was really impressed by that. Anyway, I'm going off on weird tangents. I guess the point is I liked it. I didn't love it, but I liked it. And I want to stick up for it a little bit because I think it's getting shat on. So I'd say overall I'm positive on this film. What about you? Are we going to split? Yeah. Are you? Did you hate this, Scott?
I went in with some reservations, I'm really disappointed to say that I pretty much agree 100%. It's a joke. It's a joke now how we just say the same shit as each other. But I totally agree with what you said, and I was I think pleasantly surprised by how much I enjoyed most of this movie. And how extremely competent and well made.
Totally right.
It is, like, given. Again, like, to go back to what you're saying about the reaction to it, it's been really, sometimes this sort of happens where it's almost like a critical fad, let's all dump on a movie, and so I had even, my expectations got lower even after we did the trailer thing. I was just expecting it to be a real mess, like a terrible, Jupiter Ascending or John Carter or, just a sci-fi movie that really misses the mark. But I quite enjoyed this. I thought, I just don't want to parrot what you said, but I thought the action was really good for the most part. Really inventive. It takes a lot from the anime, but there's also some new stuff in there. Visually, holy shit.
Yes. I know, right?
Like... Yeah, it does such a good job of building the world and making it feel like a real place. As fantastical and over the top as that world is, it feels like a distant future, alternate, Tokyo or wherever, where some sort of ambiguous kind of Asian city. Those, as you say, those like wide shots. And the giant like holograms.
Yeah, they were kind of pixely, like, 3D pixely.
Yeah, they look so good and so. Yeah. Like I was sitting there thinking, I can see that being a thing, like in 20 years or something like that. Like that's so a marketing technique that I could see happening in Japan too. Especially it sort of reminded me of. Being in one of the, like a busy area where there's like billboards and like big screens everywhere. So I love that. And it, the set design and the like everything about how this film looks is so well done. And I think we were saying, in the trailer review that maybe it'd be too much like over designed or, maybe too much CG or a bit garish or something like that, but I think they handled it so well.
I agree. It was all,
it is very stylized, but it all works. It all feels as a whole world, a whole piece. It doesn't overstay its welcome either. Like, aside from the story, I could have spent more time in that world.
Definitely.
As you say, another half hour or something would have helped the story, but even just in a visual kind of atmospheric way, I enjoyed being in it, even though, it's quite dark and sinister. I thought it's a good film. I wasn't, blown away by it or anything, but I do think it's a really solid adaptation of the anime. And then I noticed that it's... The credit, I think, says that it's based on the manga. So, obviously, they take a lot from the anime film.
Mm.
But I'm wondering whether some of this other stuff that's fleshed out is actually from the manga or not.
That's a good point.
I'm not familiar enough to know. But I liked, the choices they made as well. Similar to you. I think the fleshing out of the world in general was good. I think giving Major... more of a backstory. I really liked all of that stuff. And I liked the reveal too, of where she came from. We didn't get that in the anime at all, if I remember correctly.
No, nothing at all. Yeah.
So I thought that was great. I think Scarlett Johansson does a good job. It's kind of a cold, distant character. But we can go into specifics, I guess. In a little bit, but broadly, I was impressed. And I think maybe some of that is because I had low expectations.
Mm.
And as you said, I kind of want to stick up for the movie because it is trying to do the right thing. And it's obvious that it wasn't just shat out, you know? Like, there was a lot of care put into it. As opposed to, as you say, Kong, which is the last thing we talked about, which was just, like, shat out.
Yeah, I mean, it's the opposite of that, right? It's not just dumb action. It's almost, the problem with it is it's trying to wrangle too much. It needs more time. Yeah,
that's right. And it's that unfortunate thing of like, if just in life, you know, if someone's reaching for something higher and they don't quite get it, then more people will shit on them because they've tried, you know, rather than if you're rolling around in your own shit on the ground. No one's going to expect much from you, Kong. So, you know, this film tries to ask the questions that the anime and the manga ask about life and AI and memory and all that stuff. It does change the ending quite a bit too. That's another thing, I guess, that we'll get into. I wasn't expecting how different. It's really quite different the way they sort of...
Yeah. I just on a personal note, prefer the ending of the anime. Like, I think that's a very... I mean, it's bleak, but it's not bleak. Like, it's just this weird kind of... I don't know, mutual acceptance and weird sort of dot point in this thesis of intelligence and existence and what artificial intelligence means to actual intelligence. And this... The live action kind of doesn't really do it. It literalizes it and turns them both into physical people, and it kind of disperses with this AI concept, which is kind of what...
It's not really about that.
I think is to its detriment, because I think that's one of the most interesting things about the anime, and I wish that they'd kept that in, because I think it does become a little bit... becomes a little bit sort of convenient that they were, like, mates... like, in a past life.
Yeah.
And I don't know, that ending where he's like, I will always be in your ghost, before he becomes like a dumb sentimental message instead of a literal thing that they like transferring consciousnesses is what happened in the anime. And I think that was misguided and unearned. Like, I didn't give a fuck at that point about their relationship. Yeah. Like, I didn't earn that at all.
Yeah. No, I didn't. The movie is very cold. It's extremely cold, from the performance to the score to the way it's shot. And so, to have that at the end, it just doesn't quite work.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, which is a shame, because I think the build-up is quite good. Like I said, I think they do a really good job of building him... well, not a great job, but it's better than the anime, of building him up as this, like, scary villain, and there's something sort of sinister is happening in the background, which the anime never sort of touches on, and then sort of... it dissipates straight away. Like, they kind of figure that out within the halfway point, and then it's all gone, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it's a shame. Like, but I wonder if there's a longer cut of this or something, because it does feel very rushed. And I think potentially it just given a bit of air to breathe, because that is the one thing. If we're just gonna, like, dig into the negatives a little bit before we move on to the positives. The one thing I pointed out in the anime that I love was kind of like that room to breathe that it gave you, and like the montage. I remember specifically talking about how it sort of just showed you the city and had this beautiful, like, electro jazzy score, and it was kind of like melancholy, and it just let you kind of, like, sigh out and, like, live in the city for a minute. And this film never did. It just needed a little bit of that. I mean, I think the closest it comes is when she, Major, kind of sort of picks up, I guess she's a prostitute or something. There's that woman, and they kind of just sit there in this room, and she has this weird face.
She's, like, touching her face.
Yeah, and it could have been a really beautiful character moment, but it just felt so rushed and so sort of ajar with everything, because everything else is so plotty, like, push, and that came out of nowhere. I think they sort of, like, missed a trick there a little bit. Like, they were all... you can see, like, the essence of what could have been in that scene if they just, like, fleshed that out a little bit around all this action-y plot that they were so determined to put push through. Yeah. Because I think it's quite... It feels like it was less than 2 hours. Like, it felt like a concise
Yeah, it is a little bit film. Under 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because the anime is so much shorter, but it feels like, as you say, it has way more room to breathe. It's not... It's not pushing things forward so quickly.
It almost doesn't give a shit about the plot, to be like it introduces it and then just sort of doesn't care about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's exactly, and then it sort of leisurely, explores its themes and has the plot in the background, which is a thing that I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast or just in real life, but the anime is. At times, because it doesn't care as much about the plot, it's actually kind of hard to follow what's going on and who's breaking into here and what's going on at the Section 9 facility and all that stuff. And I think the movie does a really good job of clearing up a lot of that sort of thing.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
Even though it's got a lot to get through, it streamlines the narrative and it makes it less ambiguous at times, and in a good way. Sometimes, a Hollywood remake especially can dumb things down, but I think this does a good job of simplifying it without dumbing it down too much. Maybe towards the end, as we say, it goes a little too far down that path. But in general, I understand the anime more now having seen this. And when I was watching it, actually, I was thinking, similar to what you were saying, it's so good that we watched the anime recently, because I think I would be a little confused.
I agree.
They complement each other really well, I think. It's two ways of exploring this story from the manga and these ideas, and they both take slightly different approaches, but they don't really conflict. It's not like they're exactly the same and therefore irrelevant from each other, or they're not so different that it's like chalk and cheese or whatever. They sort of intermingle nicely, I think. I don't know. I don't know really what sort of a hardcore fan would think. It seems to be negative.
Yeah, that's the vibe I get.
But I don't know if that's like a fan thing that they could never live up to, or what the goal is there.
Yeah, I think I agree. and I think another example of it doing a good job at fleshing things out. I really liked how we sort of found out about how her partner got the prosthetic.
Yeah, that was great.
Eyes, right?
Yeah.
But again, caveat. I wish there was more of a sense of him getting used to them, and that the weird sense of loss of losing his actual eyes. Mm. We kind of got that weird scene where he first zoomed in and he was saying how weird it was, but then that was kind of it. I wish there was this.
Yeah. True.
They sort of just spent a beat, just a minute or 30 seconds of have him, reckon with that and how weird that must be. But, I still got a slight sense of that, and I liked that. I liked that we saw a bit of that process. Mm. And another thing, just to swing back to the positive, I think this is... I'm not sure how far I want to go with this, but I think it's, borderline... genius the way it deals with the race issue, right? The way it whitewashed and
it's Scarlet, actually a part of the story,
right?
Which I wasn't
this
expecting.
Is almost like a I feel like this is like a meta commentary, right? So she, it's revealed for those who haven't seen it, which I would suggest you do, but if you don't care, it's revealed sort of like towards the end of the second act, I guess, that Scarlett Johansson's original mind came from the body of an Asian girl who was kind of like a runaway. Yeah. So she finds her mother, who is an Asian woman. And I feel like it's almost like the film literally presenting with you what Hollywood does. It takes the soul of Asian cinema and culture and shoves it in a Western body. And presents it to the world. It feels like it's so conscious of what's happening. It's not just fuck it, we'll make her white. It's it is reckoning with it in a subtle, way within the narrative. I when that dawned on me halfway through that scene, I was I had no I did not expect the film to be like that ready to engage with those issues. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's, like I said, it's borderline genius the way it does it. Like, I don't know whether I'm giving it too much credit, but it is almost like, it's amazing that it's willing to do that in a Hollywood film.
Absolutely.
And it's not presented in a positive way. Like, it's a negative, you know what I mean? Like, her body is not...
Exactly.
I mean, superficially, and the way bodies are marketed, like, it's actually very interesting if you think of all their like, team of hitmen, or the squad that they're together. The only person... Mm. I mean, it's a very multicultural squad, but the only person that's fully human is... the Asian character. Everyone else who's had body orgs is sort of made to be more Western. Mm. And it's kind of like how Western culture forces itself on Eastern culture and is pushing its... I don't know. It's just... I think it's very clever and very sophisticated how it's like presenting this.
Mm.
And it's way more... I just expected it to just be like, oh, she's white. Deal with it.
Yeah, sort of just, thing. Yeah, exactly. No acknowledgement.
It reckons with it in a way that I think is very interesting in the film.
Yeah. That's a great explanation. I don't think I could say it any better. I think, you're spot on with that.
Because everything else in the film is Asian, right? Like, they speak, I don't know what, Mandarin or something. There's some, you know, like, but it's very...
I think it was Japanese.
Oh, it was Japanese. But it's very overtly, like, Asian, Eastern culture. Like, it's not, you're not... You would never mistake it for being like a futuristic New York. You know what I mean? You're like in a futuristic Asian culture. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think that's very well said. And it proves too, you know, which we've been saying, that there's effort in this movie. Definitely. And they've thought about these things. And it's not that the sort of backlash against the movie wants to... you know, paint it in a broad stroke and be like, oh, you know, this is a cynical cash grab. They just put someone white in it to make money and fuck this movie. I hate this movie. And I just don't think you can do that. You can totally disagree, even knowing all this stuff, you can disagree that was the best way to do it. But I don't know. It's like, if someone's trying to do something, and maybe they missed the mark for you, you can't say that they didn't try, at least. And
exactly.
They totally are with this movie. And it gets major points for that, I think.
Totally, I agree. And I think we're both on the same page when you say, like, probably the best solution would be to cast an Asian actor. You know what I mean? To have an all-Asian cast, but that's just not the reality of the film industry. And at least
then it's a Japanese movie made in Japan. You know, it's not the movie we're talking about.
And
if this is going to be made through a big studio and be an American adaptation, that this is not a bad way to go about
it. It's impressive that they reckon with it in that way. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's, much better than just ignoring it or whatever. Like, and it's so interesting. I don't want to get too into this, but I've seen reviews that point out this storyline as a negative and say that it's even more insulting to do it this way.
Really?
And I just really disagree with that. I think that's... That, like, people are watching this with an agenda, and it bothers me because you've got to judge a film separate from all this other shit, you know what I mean? Like, it...
I think it's a very cynical way of looking at it because I can see that reading, but... I don't think it's backed up by the text, other than the superficial fact that she's cast as a white actress. Like, I feel like I said, like, it's not a positive thing that she now has this westernized mechanical body. Like, she doesn't like it. The mother doesn't like it. Obviously, doesn't recognize it to begin with. You know what I mean? Like, it's seen as a burden and a thing that she has to bear with her and break through to make a connection with her family. Yeah. You know, like, it's definitely not a positive force in the film. I don't know. One thing I will say is that the they almost, like, shot for shot remake the sort of chase with the garbage truck man. And I didn't like that. I think the anime does it way better. I was disappointed by the build up. Like, it didn't do a good job at sort of conveying that sense that he thought he was, like, had a wife and child, and for some reason they just like get out of the garbage truck and they suddenly have machine guns. Like, it sort of doesn't, that didn't make much sense. Like,
yeah,
it
was I didn't understand why they had guns.
Yeah, like I really wish they'd stuck closer to the anime for that scene, because the anime, that was one of my favorite scenes in the anime, and it works so well.
I think the same way.
That was the most overt example, at least for me, I think, of like shot for shot trying to like recapture the original.
Yeah, it's such a sort of memorable moment of the anime. And then the interrogation after as well was a bit weird in this version.
Yeah.
I didn't like just the design of it and him walking around in circles, like, and then sort of hanging himself.
Yeah, I thought that was a bad ending.
And suddenly being hacked in real time and all that. It just didn't quite work. It was a bit silly.
I agree. Though, having said that, I did like when Major first sort of hacks in to that the dead sort of weird geisha robot.
Oh, yeah.
And she sort of, like, relives the memory of that moment of the attack from... Mm. Like within the computer, and the way the memory is kind of like decaying as she experiences it, I thought that was really smart. Like, not only was it visually impressive and a visually inventive way of doing it, but it's like accurate to the real world. Like, your memory fades. It's like, it was like a computery sci-fi way of showing how memory decays as you try to access it. I was really impressed by that. I thought it was really cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. And in that same sequence when she's sort of being hacked, the visual representation of that sea
great.
Of people
yeah,
like, grabbing
at her. Yeah,
I forgot
about that. That was amazing.
Awesome imagery.
Yeah, see, stuff like that. Get out, Kong. Like.
Yes. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's
it was meant to be that we saw those two movies sort of back-to-back for the show. Like, you couldn't be more different between them.
Yeah, I feel really bad for it. And I mean, I know it's sort of, it's mildly hypocritical because or at least I am often, you know, very negative on remakes and, you know, you want original properties. I know I was weirdly positive on this in terms of, like, potentially being a good source material for a remake, but I don't know, like, I do really want to stick up for this a little bit. Like, I don't know, that... It feels like it's got its head in the right place more than a lot of films do. I feel bad at getting such hate.
Yeah, I agree. And we've talked about this before as well, Matt. Like, now, what message does this send, you know, to, you know, financiers and studios or something like this? It's like, well, we're not going to invest in a sci-fi film that asks, you know, reasonably sort of big questions.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just worry that the failure of this is like, all right, well, let's remake RoboCop instead or whatever.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? Like,
Terminator 17 or whatever they're up to now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or The Matrix, which they're doing. They're rebooting The Matrix.
Yeah.
So that will probably be the lesson, actually, because, you know, it's like, well, we tried this thing. It's kind of similar to The Matrix, but it didn't work. So let's go back to the actual brand of The Matrix and, you know, do Young Neo, The Adventures of Young Neo, or whatever. That
makes me so
angry.
Oh, well, I'm glad you liked it. I actually did wonder because... I don't know, I thought I might have been being a little bit too lenient, because I feel like there is genuine, like, narrative and story issues with this. So.
There is, yeah, and I think it would be interesting to hear, I don't always say this at the end about emails, but if anyone listening, I would be keen to hear, like, someone watching this live-action version who hasn't seen that.
Yeah, I agree.
Because maybe it does feel way more messy in that setting, you know.
For listening to the pre-post film review, we'd love to hear what you guys think. Like John said just mere moments ago, if you are a huge fan of the original anime, or actually, if you hadn't seen the anime at all, we want to hear what you guys thought of the remake of Ghost in the Shell, because it feels like it's a very polarizing film, and perhaps we are in the minority for kind of sticking up for it, so we'd like to hear some other sides of the story. So you can email us at prepostfilmreview@gmail.com and we'll reply to all emails we get. So it'd be great to hear from you guys.
That's right. We would also love it if you guys would give us a like on Facebook. There's links in the show notes. Or you can just type in your little search bar, pre-post film review, and it'll just pop up. Mark Zuckerberg will just show it to you and give it a little like and give him a little kiss on the cheek when you do it. You can also find us on Twitter at prepostfr. It's another good way to keep in touch with what we're doing, and we retweet a lot of film news and sort of film happenings over there, so it's a good little place to follow the show. We'd also love it if you guys would subscribe to us on your various podcast services, particularly iTunes would be great, and also give us a little review. Again, that just helps spread word of the show and get some new listeners and spread the pre-post love.
That would be great. We're also on Letterboxd, John and myself, so there's links to our profiles in the show notes for this episode. You can check out what else we've been watching outside of what we chat about here on the podcast. And join us next episode, where we've got another one of our retro sort of bonus eps. We're going to be chatting about the Charlie Chaplin film, The Great Dictator, which neither John nor myself have seen, so that should be exciting.
Yeah, really looking forward to that. In that case, I know we're recording and stuff, but I should probably rewatch the trailer.
Yeah.
For the new one.
Same, I guess.
Because I've actually sort of been avoiding it. I haven't watched it fully.
Interesting. I suppose it doesn't matter now that you've seen the anime, or do you want to not watch it?
No, I'm happy to watch it.
Okay.
I didn't want to watch it before seeing the anime, right, okay. Because I had so little idea of what it was actually about.
Right, okay.
But now I don't. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. All right. Let's rewatch the trailer.
This is a great scene. Just like, what are we doing?
Yeah, exactly. The insight into how fucking ill prepared we are on this fucking dumb podcast.